stand. Now, the way I preach, if you're new here, is I like to talk to you. You talk back a little bit, all right? Why? Because you're going to learn something. All right, if you sit there like a knot on a log, I don't know what the man said. Well, if you talk to me, we might learn something. Let's try. Here we go. Stand. That's what I need. That's what we need in this country. Amen? Say. Oh, by the way, you know elections, what, about 36 days away? Did I say that or something? Say. Stand. Do the right thing. Vote. Are y'all going to vote or not? You going to just sit home and do nothing? Say. Go vote. Amen? And as you're a child of God and a believer in Jesus Christ, ask Him to help you to make good decisions. You're still voting for fallen men and women. Amen? But my goodness, we can try to do our best. So go out there and vote. I'll be voting with you. Here we go. Come on. Today, stand. It's good to stand up. It's good to stand firm. We've been talking about that. But friends, sometimes we just got to stand what? Against. We got to do what? We got to stand what? Against. And especially temptation. I'm not going to talk about standing against this group and standing against that group and standing against that. No, you know, that's not my problem. You know what my problem is? Standing against temptation. That's what I need to stand against in my life. So how can we do it? And we're going to learn. I don't care how old you are. From young to old, we're going to learn today. It's one of my... I like this message. It's sort of funny and it's a lot of fun. Here we go. Let's look at the ugly a little bit. What is temptation? Temptation is being drawn to something, help me here, or somewhat. One, with a desire to do something, and what's that something? Evil, because we think there will be pleasure in obtaining it or doing it. I'm just trying to give temptation to you straight up. So basically, being drawn to something or someone with a desire to do something, evil. Because we think there's going to be pleasure if we get to get that thing or if I get to be with that person. Got it? Temptation. Okay? Temptation and what? Lust usually go what? Hand in hand. Temptation and lust usually go hand in hand. But like, and I'm not going to take all day to fix your what is temptation and what ain't for you today. Okay? I'll let you work on that. However, one sure fire way to figure it out. It's temptation if there's lust involved. Got it? And if it fills that definition we put up on that screen. Something or somebody that I'm drawn to and that something is not right. It's wrong. But it's going to feel good. It's wrong. But I like it. It's wrong. It ain't mine. It's right. It ain't. Okay? Let's keep looking. James 1:14 says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own, drawn away of his own what? Lust and enticed. We're all tempted. We're all tempted all the time. But giving into that temptation is when that lust kicks in and we start going down that path to get it. Y'all with me so far? We got to stand against that kind of stuff. We're children of God. Jesus Christ saved us, redeemed us. He's given us the Holy Spirit's presence in our life. He's given us the Word of God. Church, we can do this thing called living for Jesus. Are y'all hearing me or not? We can do this. Does that mean we're going to be perfect? No. But don't let that be an excuse. Well, everybody does it, so I've just been doing it. No, you are just a loser, man, if you keep that kind of attitude. God wants to strengthen you, wants to make you strong. And buddy, I tell you, you can be a real powerhouse witness for God when you are having gone through, excuse my language, crap and stuff like that, and you've yielded to it and all that, but now you've been delivered and strengthened, and then, man, the regular Joe on the street starts to see this Christianity thing as the real deal. Amen? Yes or no? That's what we're talking about today. So lust. What is lust? To eagerly desire and long for any worldly thing. What is lust? It's this eager desire and longing for worldly things, not spiritual things. Amen? Lust. How many ever lusted after an automobile? Whoo! That's one of my weaknesses right there, them cars. And I could ask other questions. I'm going to let you off the hook because you sit next to you. We'll stop right there. Stand against temptation. All right? 1 Corinthians 10:13. Just some scriptures before we get into this other part of the message. There has no temptation taken you, but such is what? Common to man or mankind. But God is what? Faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to what? That you may be able to bear it. A lot of people quote this verse a little wrong, but I see where they're coming from. They basically say God won't put on you more than you can bear. You've heard that before? Well, I believe that. However, this verse is specifically talking about God won't let any temptation. All temptation is common to man. I know the thing you think you're going through right now is, oh man, nobody else is going through what I'm going through. Hold the phone. Yes, they have. And you're not getting off the hook by making a bigger excuse about it. Okay? There's no temptation taking you, but such is common to all men. But God will, with that temptation you're facing, there's a way to get out of that sucker. There's a way out of this. If I can find the way out, there is a way out. The way out isn't going to a monastery and locking yourself up in some cliff somewhere and just being alone the rest of your life. Amen? And becoming a monk. I guess that would help, maybe. That's not what I want to do. I'd rather like stay here and still survive. Can I do that? Okay? And God says, yeah, you can do that. There's a way out of your temptation. That's a scriptural promise. 1 Corinthians 16:13, excuse making ain't going to cut it. Watch you. Stand fast in the faith. Quit acting like men. It's God talking. Be strong. Well, I am a man. How can I quit acting like a man? You are a man. You are a woman. But you have now the Spirit of the living God living inside of you. Hey, I think I might can do this thing. Amen. I know me, Gary, in my own strength as a loser, I can do nothing. But wait a minute. I can do all what? All things through who? Christ who strengthens me? Yeah. So just quit acting. When you face temptation, if you just go at this thing with a man attitude or a woman attitude or a fleshly attitude, most likely you're going to continue to fall. But if you go at it with, yes, I'm a man, but I'm a man or a woman filled with the Holy Spirit, and He's promised me He'll make a way out, I can do this. Different attitude, yes or no? Okay, good. When you fool around with temptation, you're what? One more time. When you fool around with temptation, you are gambling. We got to roll it now, baby. So let's go to Las Vegas. Here we go. Get ready. Set up. Come on, like you're on the bus going to Las Vegas. You know how they'll take you out there. Come on, here we go. There we go. There it is. Sin City. If I'm going to talk on temptation, I'm going to take you to Sin City, baby. And we're going to talk about it this morning. There's 8 ways to avoid temptation that I've come up with. They're scriptures. But what good are they if you don't remember them? Amen? All right, he's right. I heard it. Now, I want you to remember this. You got to put your thinking cap on. You got to lose everything else you're thinking about right now. You got to help me. You ready, son? You know, you're them wild kids going to love this. You got it. You need it so you can go do it. And Roger will give you the PowerPoint to do it. All right? Here we go. Come on. 8 ways to avoid temptation. Pop it up. Say Ace of Spades with me. Ace of Spades. Here's what you do when you have to face temptation. You got to pull out the cards. Y'all with me? You got to give me some feedback here. I'm gonna die. Here we go. When you're facing temptation, you got to pull out the what? The cards, baby. The cards. Get behind me, Satan. The cards. All right. The first one is this: the Ace of Spades. Anybody knows anything about cards? That's the big daddy card in the deck, ain't it? Say, boom. That's the Ace of Spades. Can't get no better than what? The Ace of what? Here's the big daddy card when you're facing temptation. The number one thing, the Ace of Spades, when I'm facing temptation, think this. What does God's Word say? That should be the number one thing when you're facing temptation. The Ace of Spades in facing temptation is, what does the Bible say about what I'm about to do? Y'all hear me or not? What does the Bible say? What does that thing say right there about what I'm about to do? Your Word, God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against You. Hallelujah. Amen? So what's number one in fighting temptation? What's the card? It's the what? Ace of what? Amen? So what should that remind you of? What does what say? God's Word. Numero uno. Number one. What does number one say about what I'm about to do and screw up my life or screw up my family? What does number one say? Y'all listening? You think you can remember that or not? Good. I'm wore out. Keep going. Two. That little, what do we call that sucker in card game? What do we call that guy? He's a what? Deuce. He's your deuce. How many of you have ever played poker? And that deuce, a lot of times you make deuces what? Wow, that means anything. You got a deuce, baby, and you got three over here. That deuce will make it what those three are, right? Amen? Deuces are wild. I want you to remember that. That's what number two is. Deuces are wild. Deuces are wild. What's my point? Be terrified of what you're about to do. Wild! What you're about, the second thing that can help you is what I'm about to do is wild. What I'm about to do is crazy. What I'm about to do is absolutely insane. That's what that little two turns into if you're ever a poker player or card player. Amen? That card can just do anything. You can't. You're a child of God. Y'all listen to me say. Deuces are what? Why, boy, I think I lost you already. Deuces are what? Wild. I should be terrified of the thought I just had. Of what I was about to do. God help me. This is wrong. What's the Bible say? There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death. We don't deal with temptation like that, do we? We pat it on the head. How you doing, temptation? Oh, it looks good, feels good, sounds good. That's not how you treat temptation. You're wild. You added to my life, it's going to screw it up. Got it? Say, deuces or what? What was number one again? What card? Okay, amen. What does who say? God say. Number two, deuces are wild. You should be what? You should be what? Terrified of this crazy situation you're about to enter into. Number three. Number three. Uh-oh, some more aces. How many knows that's a good hand right there? Somebody talk to me. You got M3? When you're about to fall to temptation and go down that path, I want you to remember these three aces. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. What do those three think about what I'm about to do? Most times we get enticed into temptation because it's just us and that temptation. That's your problem. No, I need somebody else helping me right now. How about if I call on God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and I run this thing up the pole and see what He thinks about it? Hello, say somebody talk to me. I need three of a kind to help me. Because that deuce thing I'm about to do is wild! And I know it ain't right in the Bible. That's crazy, man. You see what I'm saying? I know you might not like my message and think I'm all crazy. I could care less if you walk out of here today and not leave your wife. You hearing me say? If I can be a little screwy today and get you to start thinking like you ought to think, or you not leave your husband, or you not get involved in something, or be crooked in some way that you know is wrong. Hello? Amen? Come on. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not what? If I do this, He ain't in it. One guy told me, I wish I'd have popped him square in the mouth when he told me. And I regret I didn't do this. He actually was in my office years ago and told me that God led him to have this affair with this woman. Now, that was when I guarantee you don't want to try all that on me now. Ladies, how many of you'd be happy if I put his head right through the window for you? Amen? Good. Amen. God ain't in it. What do you think, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? I'm against it. We're against that. Okay, then I can stand against it. Number four, pop it up. Number four. Look at that. What is that called? Two pair. So number one, ace of spades, word of God. What you think, God? Number two, deuces of wild. Scared of it. Number three, three of a kind. God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. What do you think? Number four, two pair. Let me talk to you. That's what you're going to have if you keep doing this temptation thing. What do I mean? They're going to be two families. You got one family now. And I'm talking about adultery at this point. I'm just trying to make the image for your mind. Here you got a wife, sir. And you're going to go screw around on her? Listen to me. And maybe you got some kids too. And what's going to happen? Now they're going to have to figure out who's dad and who ain't, who's what and who's this. And it's going to be two families. It's going to be two pair. I know that's a little ugly. You might not want to hear it this morning. That's what happened in my family and when I was a child growing up. And it wasn't because this was the will of God. It was because my mother and my dad just wanted to live life and be hellions and do whatever they wanted to and sleep with whoever they wanted to. And that's the result of it. Got it? Yes or no? Think about that. It's not just that the adultery thing. I mean, sometimes decisions we make in our families might not be that can cause our family to split up. I thought temptation is just me doing this thing. No. There's children involved. There's a wife, there's a husband, there's family, there's friends, there's a church perhaps. And all of a sudden there's this split thing. Look at, there's two pair, isn't there? Say. Are y'all learning or not? Number one, ace of spades, word of God. Number two, deuces are wild, be scared of it. Number three, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, what do y'all think? Number four, if I do this, they're going to be two pair. I should consider my family. Here's what the Bible says in Proverbs. Drink water out of your own what? That's just being real nice with the Bible. The Bible's being nice to you right there. And running water's out of your own well. Fellas, don't go to a well that ain't yours. Don't go to a cistern that ain't yours. Ma'am, don't go to a well that ain't yours. And don't go to a cistern that ain't yours. Amen? Got it? Yes or no? Number five. Now, y'all know cards. Once I get past five, I'm running out of stuff, right? What's that? What's that called? A what? So number one's the ace. Number two's a deuce. Number three's three of a kind, but not any three of a kind. It's three aces. Number four is two pair. Number five is a straight. Is a straight. Pop it up. Here's what you should do when that situation comes. Pray that you stay what? Straight! We're going to have temptation. It's coming. But I need to stay straight. I need to make sure I can get out. Man, what is the right path? You ever felt like you it's wide road and all of a sudden you, ooh, and you notice that one little, uh-oh, here it is. No wonder the police make you do this when they arrest you. Right there. Stay straight. Amen? Say. So y'all know I ain't been drinking this morning. Look at that. Amen. Now, I don't drink. My mother did enough of that for us. The Clark family. Amen? Pray that you'll stay straight. God, help me to stay straight. Help me to do the right thing. Think of that. Think of that number five. It's a what? It's a straight. A straight can be anything like 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King. It can be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, just as long as they're in a row, you can't have one missing, right? And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil, from the evil one, from my evil self. For yours is the kingdom, God, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Help me stay straight. You ever feel like you're just drifting, you're wondering? I mean, you're like, it's battle. Anybody go through battles other than the preacher this morning? Say, y'all struggle out there or not? Pray, God, help me stay straight. I want to do the right thing. Do you think God's for you or against you? He's for you. He wants to empower you to stay straight. Number six, house of cards. How many ever played with cards? You didn't play cards, but you used it to make little houses and stuff out of, right? Yeah, you did that. House of cards. I had trouble coming up with stuff. Here we go. Number six, say it with me. Pick up your... Number six, pick up your... Come on. Number six... Pick up your sticks. You know how that little house of cards you'll build? Just any little... How many have ever built one of these and a friend like me would come by and go... I was that guy. Or dominoes. It usually ended in a fight, but anyway. Know if you do this, the house of cards is coming down. Your testimony is going to be shot. Look how pretty the house of cards was I built. Yeah, that's all it was a house of cards. All a sham. I thought temptation didn't matter. I guess it's pretty important, isn't it, Say? Sure it is. Excuse making. Great. Make excuses after everything's in the floor. Yeah, but but y'all pick it all up because here's our life now. It's all screwed up because of you, fool. Amen? I speak from experience. Personal experience. Not from being perfect. Okay? How many sinners we got in the room today? Can I see a show of hands today? Oh, then I guess we're all this way, aren't we? Got your halo yet? We'll set you out by the road. That'll attract people. Here we go. For thou didst it in secret, David sinned with Bathsheba, but I will do this thing before all of Israel and before the sun. Nathan the prophet speaking on behalf of God. We think we can take this temptation thing and we can do it and we can cover it up. We maybe can keep it hidden, whatever. Listen, friend, that usually doesn't fly, does it? Amen? Didn't lose you, did I? Let's review. Let's just do the cards only. The first card is Ace of Spades. Deuce is wild. Three of a kind. Two pair. A straight. House of Cards. That's a little tough. Number six, pick up the sticks. Number seven, lucky sevens. See, we just didn't do cards. We're in Vegas. We got to go play the slots. Come on. I can do this. No one will know. I can get by with it. I can do it. She'll never know. He'll never know. I can pull it off. I can cover it up. I'm feeling lucky. You feeling lucky? Let's try the game. Here we go. Let's see if I can do it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah! All right! Ow! Come on. I know I can do it. Come on. Come on. Help me. Look, I got some more. Come on. Here we go. Pop it. Come on. Get it ready one more time. Here we go. That's how stupid we are. I can do this thing. I can get away with this temptation I'm about to do. I can do it. Oh, I got it in me. I can try one more time. Come on. Come on. Here we go. All right, yeah, this is it. We're going to be fine, baby. We're going to be fine. Yeah. Don't feel lucky. Number seven is lucky what? Say it with me. Don't feel lucky. And don't think you that good looking either. Amen? Say. Here we go. Wherefore let him that thinks he standeth take heed lest he fall. But I'm feeling lucky. That's why you need to stay away from booze, because booze will make you feel lucky and you ain't lucky. Amen? Well, I'm feeling good. No, you're just as bad as you ever was. And you're just as ugly as you ever was. Excuse me! If this is your first time at church, come again. Give me one more shot. Number eight. This is the last one. How many have played that card game when you're crazy eights? I'm just trying to help you today. Let's review. First card, Ace of Spades. Numero uno. What does God think about this? What does God's Word say? You know, God's Word should trump everything else we ever do. If it's in there and it says we should do it, do it. If it's in there and it says we shouldn't do it, don't do it. That's the Ace of Spades. Number two, deuces are wild. Be what? Terrified of this situation. Number three, three of a kind. What does God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit think about what I'm about to do? They're against it. Number four, two pair. Remember, it's going to affect your family. Decisions you make. Number five, a straight. Pray to God that you'll stay straight. Number six is a house of cards. Number six, pick up the... Because if you do that, that baby's coming down. Number seven, lucky sevens. Don't feel lucky. Number eight, crazy eights. This should be so simple. Here it is. No, you are what? Crazy! What are you thinking? Are you an idiot? What are you going to do? Have you lost your mind? Isn't that the truth, say? I'm just trying to help you pull out the cards. Go to Vegas, baby, on this thing you're about to do. We need to stand against temptation. That's why I didn't just give you some verses this morning. That's not standing against it. No, that's just information. That's information. I want to give you something that you can take away from here today. And you can, I tell you what now, you are responsible for what I've said this morning on this stage. Because I know you've got most of this. If you didn't get all this message, you got most of it. And you're responsible now. You're accountable to God for your actions. And that's how you stand against something. Know that I am accountable. I can't just do anything I want anymore. I know better. How many ever told your children, you knew better? Have you ever told your kids this? Are you crazy? Have you ever told your husband this? Say, are you crazy? How about husband? You ever told your wife this? Like three of you. No. Oh, this is a regular thing at the Clark House. Amen. Crazy eights. Crazy eights. Know you're weak. Know you're crazy, man. That they're even thinking about this. Watch. Pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You can't do this and get by with it. It's going to kill you, man. Crazy. Are we done, Raj? Let's try it. Review, we're late. We got the card up there. Ace of Spades. What does what say? God's Word say. Number two, deuce is wild. Be what? Terrified of this thing I'm about to do. Number three, what does God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit think about what I'm going to do? Number four is what? Two pair. Consider your family, what this is going to do. Got it? Number five is a pray that you stay. Number six is a house of cards. Number six, pick up the sticks. Okay. What was that one again? I know that one. Number six again was... it's a house of cards. Know that you're coming down. You're going down, baby, if you do this thing. Number seven, lucky sevens. Don't feel... Because you ain't. And remember this other part. And you're not that good looking either. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And you need to tell me that too, preacher. Amen. Say, preacher, by the way, if you think about that, you ain't that good looking, brother. Amen. I'll take that. That's from the Lord. Amen. Come on. Number eight is crazy what? Know that you are... Which means weak. You're weak, man. I'm weak. I'm not strong enough without Him. Amen? We good, Raj? Avoid Sin City, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It would be nice, wouldn't it, if you could go somewhere and do something and get away with it, and what happens out there stays in Vegas. But I'm going to tell you something. The temptation that you do and what you do, it stays in you. It stays in you. It stays in your loved ones. Well, they should forgive me. You need to shut up. Amen? We need to own up to our thing and ask God to help us through some of these things, but don't be telling other people they're supposed to forgive us all the time because we keep screwing up their life. Amen? Hello, somebody talk to me.
Amen. That's ugly. I got ugly at the end. Sorry. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Not for me, but for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.